Video 4, where now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday, the 3rd of May. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties and Fisher. The general synopsis at midday. High northwest of Bailey, 1028, expected Bailey 1029 by midday tomorrow. Low Fitzroy 1009, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, northerly, 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Utsira, northerly, 6 to gale 8, backing northwesterly, 4 to 6, showers, good. Forties, north, 6 to gale 8, veering northeast, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, 4th, northwest, veering north, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, north or northwest, 5 to 7, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fisher, veering northeast, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, north or northwest, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, northeast, 4 to 6, showers, good. White, Portland, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Plymouth, north, veering northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, fair, good. Biscay, variable 4 or less, becoming northeasterly 4 to 6, except in south. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northeast 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in Lundy, fair, good. Irish Sea, north or northwest, veering northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Shannon, fair, good. Malin, southeast Hebrides, northerly 4 to 6, veering northeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Northwest Hebrides, southeast Bailey, northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less, fair, good. Northwest Bailey, variable 4 or less, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5, fair, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, north 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5, then backing west 4 to 6 in Faroes. Showers, good. And southeast Iceland, northerly at first in east, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Now for more general weather. Here's Ben Rich.
Lisa, thank you very much indeed. Good evening. The unseasonable warmth that we had a few days ago is now ebbing away. We still got to 20 or 21 degrees in southern parts of England today. Compare that with just 9 degrees in parts of the Highlands. And that cooler weather is going to continue to spread southwards, and we will all feel the effects of that through the rest of this bank holiday weekend. That said, it is going to stay largely dry. Through tonight, most places will be dry with some clear spells. However, across the north and the east of Scotland and down the eastern side of England, there will continue to be scattered showers and it will stay fairly breezy. A chilly night across the northern half of the UK, where some places will get quite close to freezing. Milder further south. You can, of course, check your overnight temperatures by having a look at the BBC Weather app. And then as we head into Sunday, most places will start off on a dry note with some spells of sunshine. But across northern and eastern Scotland, northeast England and eastern England, there will be some showers from the word go. Those will continue on and off through the day, although there will also be some spells of sunshine. Further west, across the southwest of Scotland, the northwest of England, into the Midlands, the southeast of England, a mostly sunny start. But we will see cloud bubbling up through the day, and there may just be one or two light showers at times through the afternoon. Further west again, for Northern Ireland, Wales and the southwest of England, not many showers, and here the best of the sunshine. Temperatures ranging from 9 degrees in Aberdeen to 17 degrees in Plymouth. For Bank Holiday Monday, it will remain largely dry, some spells of sunshine, but often quite a lot of cloud.
Thanks, Ben. The 6 o'clock news is next, but first a look to tomorrow on Radio 4 and the reunion. Here's Kirsty Walk.
A few weeks before the general election of 2010, Britain's most senior civil servants gathered to role-play scenarios in the event of a hung parliament. Ominously, they failed miserably to find any way of forming a working government. So when, the morning after the poll, politicians faced the same dilemma, a Tory win but not an overall majority, the stakes were never higher. Leaders Brown, Clegg and Cameron consider their options. Apart from the fine points of agreeing policy lines, there were delicate egos to stroke and big beasts to placate. 15 years ago, the whole thing took 5 days. We've got an hour. That's the reunion. Tomorrow morning at 10 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 4.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Jane Steele. Good evening.